Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. NaturalChoice.net and the Natural Choice Network Web Companion Guide have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Since this is the last show of 2019 and tomorrow is the beginning of 2020, I decided to bring Darielle Roski Archer back to talk about the best way to step into the 2020 energies for the best possible outcomes and experiences for this auspicious year. Darielle is certified as a hypnotherapist with 22 plus years of experience and with the National Guild of Hypnotists, a holistic energy healer, clearing and protection specialist, medical intuitive, speaker and rescuer of animals, author of The Thriving Code, and a wonderful friend. Back in July, Darielle shared how she learned firsthand how to overcome trauma and challenging life circumstances, including being hit by lightning, and how to transcend difficult conditions and to thrive again through a new lens. And this is, you can find those shows in our archives. And so glad to have you back on the show. Welcome, Darielle.
Thank you so much for having me back, Martha. This is exciting.
Yeah. So let's start off by talking about, you know, the new lens. You know, you were so good with the past episodes that we had talking about, you know, looking at life from a different perspective. And it just kind of seems fortuitous. I mean, it just seems really kind of cool with all the metaphors with 2020 to talk about seeing life from a new lens, and a great way to start a conversation.
It is, actually, because every year is a new year. But this is a new year and a new decade, which adds kind of double importance to see, are we being the identity of who we want to be, and to what can we do? And there are a couple easy steps that we can do to make that fun. You know, it's like we all have things that we've wanted to do, and like whether it's, you know, declutter our garage or lose a few pounds or take a trip. And sometimes it's just really making that not only a priority, but making it something fun where, you know, a lot of times it's like, oh, I'm going to make a resolution. Well, they're good short term, but it's really mindset is where we need to go. Is your mindset rules your life, and
yes,
it will attract to you those things that vibrate to that mindset.
Yeah, we always talk about New Year's evolutions instead of New Year's resolutions. And with 2020 also being kind of perfect vision and perfect eyesight, it's a perfect opportunity to, as far as the numbers kind of working with us, to start orienting our vision in a different way that allows for more evolution.
And that's right. And really finding the people around that support your viewpoint, and to support working within a community where everybody works to support everyone.
Yeah.
And doing those little acts of kindness. It's, I find that doing something for someone else is an excellent way to move out of yourself and your worries. And by helping something, it broadens your world, but it also contributes to theirs in a larger community. And it really starts like that, you know, play it forward.
Yeah.
Mindset. And like committing to one thing, not 10 things, like I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this.
And one thing at a time.
One small thing, and then sit with it for a while and just go really quiet. Like for me, it's cleaning my garage. I have 150 books. Most of them are my hypnotherapy books. I have my favorite one, but it's like, I look at the garage and I go, oh. So I take one box out, I bring it and set it by my chair, and that's so easy to do. I can do a box. I look at 150 and I go, I can hear myself hit that wall. But yeah, one box is like, oh, this is so easy. And then you build up that momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes away the pressure. And often if you're a doer, we have our list so long that, mm-hmm, it's hard to really narrow it down. And so by keeping it confined to one thing, our energies can go there. But it's something we start to look forward to. And as those boxes, you know, diminish in size and the quantity, It's like that feeling of accomplishment, but it was fun. It wasn't the drudgery when I go in there, and if I work in there, I'm overwhelmed. When I take it out of there, I look at my fireplace, and I look at, you know, out at things, and I have music on. Mm-hmm. It's a fun event, and those are little shifts that we can make, whatever that task is, but it's becoming in alignment that I want a more clutter-free life, and putting in that time and effort. Is it hard in the beginning? Yeah, that first step is, but once you do it, you build that momentum and it feels good. It's like, wow, that's more in alignment with who I want to be in 2020 and how I want to live.
Yeah, and just have more space and opportunity to find more balance, which is a lot easier when you have less clutter. And I know instead of thinking, oh, I'm going to feel so much better when it's done, you know, like you say, find ways to feel better while you're doing it. And I've found that jazz funk is particularly good music to get stuff done to.
It is. Put on fun music, live music. It's like for me, I like looking at my fireplace and I'm looking at my hypnotherapy book and that was translated from German. I'm thinking, oh, this is so wonderful. I remember this and this. And I was like, okay, I'll keep you. I can release to somebody or, you know, that you're, I'm going to sell. And it becomes a gentle way to do it. So it's not such a shock to our nervous system or it's another job we have to do because we're already so busy, so overbooked and overwhelmed that any task that we can do that becomes fun or we increase that lens is a perfect metaphor. It's like, you know, we can cover our favorite old chair in a new velvet slip cover and it looks beautiful and mm-hmm. we love it all over again. Or,
yeah.
You know, we've got something wrong with our car and we get fixed. It's like, oh my gosh, it's a brand new car. This is so exciting and wonderful. It's like, oh yeah. But they don't have to be big things.
Yeah.
They can be little things. And if we look at 2020 of just making those small, one thing at a time, people will be so amazed at not the only the clarity, but the amazing things that happen when we engage our energy fully in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And another kind of tip for making the moment of doing a task that you don't normally like fun is you can also, you know, just throw in some earbuds and listen to some TED Talks or KKNW.
Absolutely.
Listen to some archives.
But yes, absolutely listen to some of the talk shows and whatnot. And it's getting you in that mood. But really, it's like when I look at what I want for a new year and a new decade, I look at, you know, last year, you know, I did a lot of accomplishments and writing and getting things done. And now this is the year of, you know, like stepping out and communicating to the community and really helping people in a greater way. But there was a lot of prep to that. And it's mm-hmm. like, to have that space requires that my own environment be much more efficient.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, we'll be right back with more after these short messages, so please stay tuned.
Are you struggling with your skin? Chinese herbal medicine can provide effective treatments for chronic skin conditions. Glenn Soja has extensive training in Chinese medical dermatology. He specializes in treating acute and chronic skin conditions, inflammatory and allergic disorders. Get beautifully healthy skin naturally. Call Glenn Soja today at 206-284-6040 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, Soja. That's S-O-J-A.
Crossroads Dental is now holistic dentistry. We have moved, but our commitment to making your smile healthy and beautiful has not changed. We believe in your whole body health. That's why our office is mercury-free and fluoride-free. Dr. Mashuf at Holistic Dentistry specializes in prosthodontics and implants and offers a variety of dental services. Give Holistic Dentistry a call today at 425-643-2488 to get a beautiful and healthy smile or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search Holistic Dentistry.
Catherine Larson at Inner Source Counseling has over 30 years' experience providing mental health care. She believes that therapy is a personal journey. Her mission is to offer guidance to those who are dedicated to their personal healing. Sessions are conducted in an atmosphere of warmth, openness, and respect. Catherine works with children, adults, and couples to help them find the most effective path for healing. Start your healing today. call 206-933-1710 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, Inner Source Counseling.
Access Pharmacy Northwest is a full-service retail, compounding, and long-term care pharmacy, locally owned and operated in Mount Lake Terrace, who take a holistic approach to your health, wellness, and pharmaceutical needs. Access offers custom prescription solutions using the art and science of preparing prescription medication to fit your unique and individual needs, leaving out allergens or additives such as dyes, gluten, sugar, lactose, or alcohol, and turning pills into transdermal cream, gel, sublingual troches, or drops to ensure dosage and delivery is optimal for you. Access Pharmacy Northwest, helping you build a balanced life from the inside out. Free shipping and competitive pricing. Call 425-356-3276 or go to www.naturalchoice.net and keyword search Access Pharmacy.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, I'm Melinda Epler of the Peapatch Trust, and this is the Natural Choice Network on Seattle's Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, I'm back with Darielle Roski-Archer, and we're talking about the energies of 2020 and the new decade and how to step into this year with as much balance and clear vision as the numerology is offering us right now, and it's actually supporting us in doing these types of techniques, isn't it? Wouldn't you say the universal energies are actually here to really support and help make that easier than it may have been in the past?
Oh, right. It actually happens on two levels. We have, you know, the double twos, which is a four, but each two is like a partnership, a relationship. So the 2020 is about connecting and having those relationships and making, you know, when we encounter people, to really be present and to listen to them, which is really what so many people need, is just to be heard.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, unless, you know, the 2020 is also, you know, balance, and it represents, you know, as I say, clear vision, and that could be like right brain, left brain, you know, right eye, left eye. But it's also, there's so much power of transformation in the process of balance. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Balance is a wonderful thing, and a lot of times, you know, when we're doing so many things quickly, we never slow down to the speed of balance.
Yeah.
You know, and when we talk about transformation, it balances having to say, okay, I'm working too much. I need to, you know, work Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and have Tuesdays and Thursdays off. But little adjustments in that. And when we come into balance, we also get into a greater conversation with our own intuition, that little voice that says, wow, you're on the right track, or this suddenly feels good, or you feel a weight lifted off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it takes us out of that fear factor of rush, 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 rush.
Well, exactly. And even driving here today, there was this car that just came zooming up past me, and he just flew by me. It was like probably 30 mile an hour, and he must have been going 50. And you know, a lot of us that have been kind of, you know, working with transformation and self-awareness for a while, you know, we've all got our little processes. And, you know, so first
right.
I'm like, oh, God, well, you know, look at this guy, was in such a hurry. And then I kind of remember, it's like, oh, wow. When I see that, I remember that I'm going to take those opportunities to react completely differently. And then I just focused on the trees on the side of the road. And it's just like, oh, my gosh, isn't it beautiful? Isn't it nice being here and kind of going into a present moment? That's kind of a way to balance not just only yourself, but what's out there, too.
And exactly.
Yeah. And do you have other suggestions to bring more balance, as I say? Because, you know, if these things are supporting us in this year of 2020, there's a lot of opportunities every time we see something kind of nasty on the air, something makes us feel bad, you know, to make a concerted effort to just help balance our own energies and the way we react to things.
Exactly. A lot of what we just said is great, and just sitting and stopping for a moment, taking a couple deep breaths, we can, you know, look out at whatever's in our environment. If we're in the car park, if we're across from a tree, step into that. If somebody we see is having some difficulties, I always send them a kind thought. It's like, okay,
yeah,
here's some energy if you want it to do what you want. Some other things is making those little adjustments of like taking time for it. It's like if you want to stop, rather than, you know, you go straight home from work, stop and take time out, go for a walk, or call up a friend, or visit somebody who's been in the hospital, but something outside your norm to break that pattern and your cycle will bring in more balance.
Yeah.
And I find that part of what we want is, like, when we take a couple deep breaths and we set and just allow that to happen, we not only change our physiological state of being, but we also calm our mind. And then I always like to add, like, a color for if I feel that I'm, you know, too revved up, I will think the color like blue or turquoise. Or if I'm feeling, you know, grouchy and very critical, I'll add in like peach or a pink color to set with that. Or I'll think of something that just makes me feel quite wonderful, whether it's a trip that I had or a conversation or something I'm looking forward to. And just being in that moment, saying, you know what, I have control right here, right now. If this one thing that I want to change, right now I can't change everybody, but if I change my own energy, I already change my immediate environment.
Yeah.
And the people interacting with my energy will feel that, just like what you said, and will calm them down.
Yeah.
So we are really masters of our own environment.
Yeah, that is, yeah, that's, it seems like such a simple thing that we always say over and over, but it is so important. And the more you practice it, even though it doesn't come immediately like it didn't for me when the guy went zipping around me, it does. It comes, and you, I mean, it's never too late to balance those energies and to get to that kind of more of a quiet place again. And, you know, that's where the magic happens, is when you, and when you do get to that quiet place.
That quiet place is where the magic, but it's the power and our intuition that just guides us. You know, intuition is that place of knowing something that bypasses reasoning or critical thought. And you just have this knowingness, and it's a great guide. It's like, you know, following the yellow brick road. Well, intuition is like following the yellow brick road.
Well, that, yeah, like that you say, that relates, there is such a relationship between balance and intuition, because, you know, the balance gives you that quiet space, and in that quiet space is when you can actually hear your intuition and start to recognize that it is intuition and not reaction.
Exactly. And that's a great point, is that, you know, when we're reactive, we're not seeing the bigger picture. We're just seeing what we've been conditioned to. When we get quiet in that moment of balance and our intuition talks, then we can have greater choices and become proactive in things that are nurturing to everyone. It's always a win-win. Intuition is really about the win-win, what, you know, happens and what we can do and where it's going to lead us, where everyone benefits.
Absolutely. Well, and color was a great recommendation, and it's because it gives your brain something else to do. So, you know, when you are in a reactive mode, it's a wonderful tool. Even just like breathing, you know, anything to just kind of stop the trajectory of wherever you are going.
Exactly. Well, and even like alkaline water, it calms all that acid when we're rushing around and our brain is firing so fast and our emotions are all keyed up and, you know, we feel like we're bouncing off of every wall. Alkaline water is another way. Easy, take a sip, step with it, and it also helps your body come into a state of balance. I'm for using whatever comes into your being and your body, things that you can use where you're not always having to use your own energy is easy. And allowing yourself to say, am I really in alignment? Is this in alignment with who I want to be this year, this decade, right now?
Yeah.
And really checking in. And your intuition in those moments will guide you to the best, most effective, and beneficial choice and action at that moment.
Well,
and it's about trust.
Yeah.
We learn to build trust with it.
Well, that allows the flow and then, you know, the best opportunity to unfold. You know, when you stop pushing against things, you kind of let the universe kind of adjust for you instead of the other, you know, reacting to your reactions.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, intuition and anxiety, people can get kind of confused because, you know, when we're excited about something, it's really good. And then, you know, anxiety and excitement, and then intuition is kind of where you step back and you just have this knowingness. And as you learn to live and drive with that intuition, you find that your anxiety calms down because you go, oh, in this quiet space, that feels right. It's like, oh, yeah, when I listen to it, things work out so much easier. I could have never orchestrated how much easier things work out than if I try to push and do it my way.
Yeah, yeah. Even though we might push, as long as you pull back, as much as we push, that helps get us back into the balance, right? Start working towards that direction. Well, we hear about the alchemy of transforming, you know, negative to positive. And especially, you know, with this political year, it's going to be really crazy. And I mean, the blinders are going to be, you know, and distractions are going to be pretty plentiful.
Exactly.
So is that transformation process actually due mostly to the balancing of the negative and positive, which also eliminates the charge and gets us back to that clear, quiet space? It's not, is it not so much we're shifting one thing, you know, from one extreme to another? We're actually just going back to that balanced spot anyway, right?
We are. When we sit in that quiet space, it's allowing everybody to have their voice. And I tell people, it's a political year. You don't think that our founding fathers didn't really foresee a lot of things and that they didn't use their intuition to guide them to look 200 years down the line and try to fill in the gaps of anything that could potentially be a problem that could upset or hurt the Constitution? It's like these guys were like totally brilliant, and they know about, you know, the lost and being judged and, you know, being penalized and fighting for their freedom. And it's like, but they always said and got, they would have their heated arguments. But they also all talk about, you know, those quiet times where they were alone and they thought and they came back to that place of balance looking for that greater good. And that's what we, I think, really in this kind of political year is looking at. We're all trying to do it in our own way. And every side gets, you know, afraid. If we can go back into that and be calm ourselves, we will help the people around us. Our energy and everyone we interact with affects like 25 people, or whoever we meet during that day. It could be 25, it could be 50, it could be 100.
Exactly.
And so by us being in that positive state that says, you know, I trust and know that things are working out, whether I can really see it or not.
Yeah.
And
it's just the blender working until it, the
right. And we're transmitting that exactly to everyone we encounter, and then they're transmitting. And that really, I mean, if we want a positive virus going around, you
exactly.
know, like, okay, it's, you know, not in the la-la land, but just saying, okay, we have to have faith in what we're doing. We have to believe in the system that things are working out.
And just like the speeding car, you know, or anything that kind of triggers you, it's like, you know, if you hear something on the news, it's like, well, just, you know, refocused onto something that can help take that charge. It doesn't not only takes it out of yourself, it takes it out of the collective.
Right. And what you're talking about, that zooming car, it was a shock to your nervous system. It threatened your security. And going back to that place of balance reestablishes that point of security and feeling safe. And safety is like a big issue, is wanting to feel safe and wanting to feel, you know, at peace.
Yeah. And that fear factor is what advertisers and politicians and everybody, they know just how to do it.
They have great psychiatrists and psychologists looking at this and knowing what buttons to push at what time. And so that calm balance point is the counter, is the antidote to that button that they're pushing. It's like if we're hitting delete, they hit, you know, spin, we're hitting delete.
Yeah. So that if there's any message for 2020, that would be the one, especially. Well, one way I'm going to start embracing the balance energies of 2020 is balancing my own work-life ratio a little bit more. And Dariel, you know, as I was talking to you earlier, I love your energy and the special lens you bring to all of our discussions. So I've invited Dariel to become a regular guest host for the Natural Choice Network in 2020. And I'm delighted to announce that she has accepted.
It is exciting, Martha.
Yeah, because you were talking about wanting to get out there more. And I'm like going, oh, I'm feeling like I'm out too much that I need to, you know, pull back a little bit. So when I'm out there, I show up more fully.
Well, see, again, you followed your intuition, and we both come out winners, and so does all the people that we will interact with. And I feel honored and we'll look forward to carrying on what you have started in helping people and hopefully educating and sharing things that will benefit them.
Yeah, and having the perspective of someone who's been hit by lightning and is thriving. I can't think of anyone better. So I'm really looking forward to sharing the stage with you and certain that all our listeners will grow to know and love you more as well. So what closing thoughts? We're not going to be able to have our last break because, you know, we get together and we chat too much. Better we split it up.
And that's part of the life is habit. And I think that really is as the closing thing. It's like, have fun in your life. Just set with those moments of your intuition to take those breaths and to pick one thing that you want to work on, but make your life fun. Make it enjoyable in those moments as many times a day as you can, and you will be amazed at the end of a month how you feel and how other people respond to that positive, good feeling that you're putting out. And your own health will improve.
Yeah, and where you can step back, someone else could be a perfect opportunity for them to step in.
Absolutely.
Creating that balance again here, right?
creating balance. And, you know, it's, when we put that out there, I mean, you were vibrating. You wanted to go step back. And I'm vibrating. I wanted to step up. Mm-hmm. And here we meet in the middle.
Yeah. So people will be able to find you, easily as you're going to be, as I said, helping me out here. But why don't you give people in the meantime their contact information, your website, and your articles are already pretty regularly posted on naturalchoice.net, but why don't you give our listeners your individual website as well?
Okay, the individual website is thepositiveworks.com, and we have all sorts of free information, articles, postings, and you can also find my book, The Thriving Code, and Too Many Negative People on Amazon and on my website. And I look forward to communicating with all of you. And again, Martha, thank you as always. It's fun doing interviews with you.
Well, it's fun hanging with you too. You can also just keyword search Darielle or the Thriving Code at naturalchoice.net to find her contact information there as well. Well, thanks so much for joining me again, Darielle, and for accepting to kind of step in and help me with this ship. I look forward to balancing with you more in 2022.
Balancing with you too. Also, Martha, thank you and have a great New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Great. And a big thanks to all of our listeners for choosing to join us too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively our experiences create our community. So online, on print, and on air, thank you for making the natural choice.